Welcome, everybody, to the latest episode of Shock Therapy Toys. I am Wilson, joined by
Toast.
And this is the podcast where we talk toys and toy topics. It's a spinoff from the YouTube review channel, Shock and Awe Toy Reviews. Check it out, youtube.com/ShockandAweToyReviews. We've got topics, we've got complaints, we've got things all out the wazoo. And what are we discussing this time? This time, well, before I tell you, actually, please subscribe on all the podcast platforms that you can, or whichever one you use. Leave us a review. It would be great. It helps us grow. The topic I decided was going to be the McFarlane Toys Last Night Wave. Was it Last Night?
That's Last Night on Earth.
Last Night on, thank you. Last Night on Earth Wave. Why, you may ask? Great question, Toast.
You came in... I actually came in, and you were already starting to rant. I have no idea what this is about, but I'm very curious.
For those that don't know, the Last Night on Earth wave is the Batman from the cover of the first issue. If you've read it, it's the Batman from the cover of the first issue.
He's straight jacket.
Yeah, straight jacket and stuff. There's Scarecrow from the cover where he's hanging on Bane. There's Wonder Woman from that book.
Mohawk.
With the Mohawk. And Omega.
Yep.
And with all of those together, you do build a figure Bane. So you can have your Bane and you can have Scarecrow ride and piggyback on him. Looks awesome. I was so psyched for this. I'm like, give it to me. I can't wait. Bane's huge. And man, what an ass rip it was. What a f. I feel like such a
chump. To build?
Is this all of them.
Okay.
All of them have problems.
All right.
Almost all of them. All right. Who do you want to start with first? We'll end with the Build-A-Figure. Let's start with Batman.
All right.
Okay. So first I watch Berg open his Batman.
Okay.
And he goes, oh. He goes, loose joints on a McFarlane figure? Like, we don't usually get this. And I'm like, you know, that's kind of true.
That is surprising.
I thought he had a lemon. Turns out he didn't.
Okay.
Turns out mine's loose as well. So there's problem number one. Usually McFarlane's got tight joints,
yes.
If anything.
Yes.
So now I'm like, well, this. Like this. So I've got loose one too. The Joker head and everything looks fine.
Is it all the joints?
It's his leg areas, like his knees and maybe one of his ankles.
Oh, wow.
Now, that can be fixed. So it is a minor kind of gripe, but it's irritating.
It's especially bad because that supports the rest of the figure. If you have bad legs,
that's right.
Figure doesn't stand up.
Exactly. Thank you. So that's a problem. I can fix it probably some future. Who knows? But I was just surprised. I'm like, man, Todd doesn't usually put out stuff like this, or at least not lately from what I've gotten from him. So then that was problem one. Not too big of a deal. He still looks great, and the Joker head is awesome. Let's move on to Wonder Woman.
Okay.
So Wonder Woman has a mohawk, and on each side of the mohawk on her head is like the shaved hair bit.
Yeah.
On my figure, the shaved hair bits on each side are not even. So she's got basically a shaved hair part that comes down sort of onto her forehead, and the other part does not. So it's some kind of mismatched paint. It's not even. It looks horrible.
You should insert some pictures.
I will, probably.
Okay, yeah. Okay, good.
It's really bad. That's annoying. Can kind of get past it, although it is her face.
Yeah.
And her head. Moving on to what she's got, her sword is surprisingly flimsy, especially once again compared to what Todd's put out with like Azrael and Azrael Batman. Sturdy swords. This thing, I believe someone described it as a wet noodle, and I kind of agree.
Oof.
It's just warped.
How about,
out of the bag.
How about compared to Deathstroke?
Deathstroke's is still sturdier.
Hmm.
I mean, this thing was warped out of the package.
Sure, sure.
And you can sort of straighten it out, and it will fit into her sheath, obviously, but it's bent. And I've talked to other people. They've got the same problem with it. She also has kind of feet that are kind of hard to stand. She doesn't have heels on her boots, thank God.
Okay.
But it just seems like... finicky with her feet, right?
I've had that with some of the McFarlane figures where the ankles have soft ratchets.
Yeah.
And sometimes the ratchets don't line up perfectly with the floor.
Right.
So they're either pointed up or pointed down, and then you have to mess with the knees and hips to kind of get the leg to.
So she doesn't have
foot can lay flat,
and she doesn't have great thigh articulation anyway, so that's a problem.
Is it the skirt? Is it getting in the way?
Yeah, and just the way the toy's made, I think the way he does those, it doesn't work as well.
That's terrible.
She's still one of the better figures. I'm guessing if you could find a head that's not f***ed up, it wouldn't be too bad. You can always give her a different sword. But again, second one I opened, and I knew from looking at it, I already hated the head, but that was the one I got.
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
So that was disappointing. Moving on again, let's do Omega. So Omega is probably the Omega Batman, or just Omega, whatever you want to call him. He's probably the best of the wave. He doesn't have any really flaws, at least my copy doesn't. He's a sturdy figure, a strong figure. But he comes with trigger hands on the body.
Okay.
Right? He's got no accessories to speak of. And then they give you an extra set of hands that are just fists.
Oh.
So why are you giving me the trigger hands? He has nothing to hold. And you've given me trigger hands on the actual figure. And then you've given me the fist hands as the accessories. Just give me the fist hands. If you're going to fuck me with the accessories, then don't give me, like,
yeah.
I don't get it. It does not make any sense. That's a total Todd thing.
I'm kind of surprised he gave the alternate fists in the first place.
Right.
But I'm with you. Just put the fists on there.
And leave it.
And not trigger figure.
Yeah.
Maybe relaxed.
Out of everything that he could have done. Like, it's like, yeah, I asked for accessories, but when they're needed, you know, or give him something else.
You read the comic, right?
Yeah.
Does he use weapons?
I don't remember him using weapons. No. Right. But I don't remember much of that story.
Omega is the one that I was tempted by the most. I didn't buy any of this wave, but I thought Omega looked awesome.
He's cool.
And because I didn't read the comic, I'm not attached to any of them.
There you go.
And it was an easy pass the whole way for me.
There you go. His cape, his short little like cape on the back, is a little weird looking, but that's just the design of the character. It's like a Robin cape, kind of. I don't like it.
Interesting.
I think they could have just gone without it, but he's a good toy, probably the best of the line.
No loose joints,
no problems with
him. Just hands.
Just the hands are irritating. Just one of those little things. It's like an itchy asshole.
Sure.
Okay. So then Scarecrow. Scarecrow is awesome. Also awesome. He comes with a stand because he doesn't have legs. He's just an upper torso with giant like needle hands.
Yeah.
And that works fine. And his head looks awesome because it's in this almost translucent red plastic, and you can see the face underneath that's like yelling.
Nice.
And it's very cool looking. His problem comes in when you move on and get him with Bane. We'll come back to that. Let's move on to Bane.
Yep.
Bane is the big draw for getting this whole set, and it's only four figures. But Bane sucks so bad.
To build or just everything about him?
Choose one.
Okay.
Choose one. Because
I've heard nightmares just building him.
Just building him is a pain in the ass. So his leg joints and his ankles, and like he's got a weird kind of boot swivel, and then his knee bend, all so tight. It's tighter than the prom queen. Do you know what I mean?
Prom
night. So I watched a video of it, and somebody was just taking the single pieces and pushing it on the table as hard as they could to be able to get it to move.
Oh,
break it in. The arm joints have the same kind of problem where you plug them in, and the hands weren't as bad. So you put them together, and then you're like, oh. So I'm putting them together. It was a pain in the ass to get the parts on. I'm like, man, his leg is really loose. It doesn't want to stay on. I'm like, well, maybe I got to push tighter because everything else I had to put on there. And let's be honest, his right leg doesn't stay on that great to begin with.
Okay.
So I get it on, and it doesn't want to stay on. Like, I can get it on, but the minute you move it, it pops off. So already I'm pissed. Okay? And then he barely has any forward leg movement. I shit you not.
From the hip?
From the hip.
Okay.
Moving forward, you can maybe get 15 degrees.
Is it just the sculpt?
The sculpt is just the sculpt and the way that joint is made.
What is the point?
Exactly. His hands fit in nice. When you go to turn them out, they pop out.
Oh, geez.
So what I came to gather from all of this is Todd decided he wanted to make a shelf toy that just stood there, you know?
It sounds like.
And let's get back to the scarecrow. So Bane on his back has a little hole that something's supposed to peg in there to keep the scarecrow on there.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Scarecrow, I'm looking at Bane, I'm like, I don't have any pegs or parts that plugs in here. What goes in there? Again, had to watch a video to find out that one of the gut pieces on Scarecrow folds out and is a peg, and you plug that peg into the hole, and that's how he stands on there. There is nothing in the package or on the box to indicate that this is what you do.
Wow.
So I almost took the f***ing toy apart the wrong way. To be able to figure it out. And it turns out, it's just a sliding out thing. I don't know. Maybe I would have found that. But you need to, when you're doing these things, you need to think of all the f***ing idiots out there. And I'm a f***ing idiot. And you need to make it clear what to do for all of these things. So the Scarecrow has that. And he fits on fine. And once he's on there, it's great. But Bane is a huge disappointment because he does have waste. But basically, he's useless because he can't stand in any pose other than maybe a kind of A stance, like very small A stance, or just standing there.
Yeah.
And there's no point to him. I was so pissed. I'm like, that night I was so mad with him and f***ing with that leg. And I even put Future on the leg. Put Future on the leg, let it sit a day. I took it into my basement. I'm like, I don't want to see this anymore. Wow. I took them all into the basement. I said, these. Wow. Don't want to see them anymore. Because they were just all, it was like one after the other had a problem. And I'm like, this just ruined my goddamn night.
It sounds terrible.
It was bad. And I don't know what he was thinking. Like, he clearly, they said, oh, that's great. Let's make that. But people are just going to want it to sit on the shelf.
But this isn't the first Build-A-Figure he did.
No, and that was the other point, right? Is he did the Merciless.
Yeah.
And why I thought this thing was going to turn out great, because the Merciless was amazing. Mm-hmm. It was a bigger figure and it had all kinds of articulation and moved, and you were able to have the accessory, everything. So I was so hopeful for Bane, and just a couple of little tweaks would fix it. Like the leg movement in and out, you could have done that more of a Marvel Legends style Build-A-Figure and you would have had it there. Other than that though, I have to tell you guys, like, pass. Just get the ones you want. It is not worth it. I would get Scarecrow and just leave them on the stand.
Oh, wow.
I would get Scarecrow and Omega and maybe Batman. And that's it. It's not worth it to get the Build-A-Figure, no matter how cool he looks.
Sure.
Like, yeah. I can understand if you're a shelf toy person, that's fine. But who wants to display their stuff just standing there? You probably.
I still move it around.
Yeah, but like your Dragon Ball guys, you have them doing like
poses.
Yeah. I don't want my Bane just standing. I want him like being able to look menacing with a Scarecrow attached to his back.
Sure. Yeah.
And luckily Scarecrow's fingers all move and everything, so he's got more articulation than I thought.
That's good.
But it just the whole again is one of those things where like the experience ruined the toy, which was already ruined.
I get it.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's been it.
I know that your Bane legs not staying on is not just you.
Yeah.
But so I haven't been following the wave as far like I've seen enough complaints about Bane holding together that I know that's not just you. Yeah. I don't know if any of the other issues you had were widespread or not.
I'm guessing the Wonder Woman thing probably isn't the head, but I did notice that other people were having the leg issues and the legs popping off when you try and move them forward. Like, they both pop off. The minute you try and move them forward, the f***ing leg just comes right off. I even left him standing up in my basement, and he fell over, and the leg is still standing. I'm like, did I glue the leg to the table? What is going on?
That's real messed up.
I mean, I just wanted to get that off of my chest because, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is about sometimes the therapy of toys and just getting things off our chest and complaining about things. And I just wanted you guys out there to know that this was a problem and I would avoid this wave.
So I guess we're not reviewing them.
Oh, f- no.
Okay.
I don't even know where they all are anymore. Like, I may have thrown one in the garbage. I don't know.
Wow.
Doubt it, but.
All right.
So, you got any comments or anything to add? I just wanted to share that experience.
No, I mean, I hope it's not widespread. Oh, I mean, the Wonder Woman paint thing is going to be hit or miss, right. I guess. It sucks.
It sucks because, it's a thing where it's like, hey, Todd, you did it right. Now you did it wrong. How could you get it so right the first time and then just f*** this thing up? It really worries me for when he releases more bigger figures that he's not going to be able to do it.
I wonder if there was like any sort of internal change, like if it was a different designer or a different factory.
Maybe. I don't know.
Not that we're ever going to get information about that, but...
No. And it's upsetting to know that the leg thing is a widespread issue. If it was just me, I could deal with it a little more because maybe I could find the piece online and get a different one.
It's not just you.
But it's not just me. No. Yeah. Bat Dan or Dan Bat said he had the same problem.
Yes.
We may change his name from Audience Dan to Dan Bat.
Yeah, it makes sense.
All right. Well, that's been it for this very short episode. I just wanted to share that, and I really had to get some complaining off my chest and get it out there. Hope you guys enjoyed what little episode this was. We'll be back soon with more topics. If you have a topic that you'd like to hear us discuss, email us at shocktherapytoys@gmail.com and put in the subject line and topic for show. And you can also check out, once again, the YouTube channel, youtube.com/shockandawtoyreviews, for all our toy reviews and other unboxings and fun like that. Thank you, Toast, for joining me tonight. I know you're tired.
Yeah.
You've been yawning a lot. I don't know if I'm just that boring or...
It's not even 8:30 and I just can't stop yawning.
He's just like, oh, I got to listen to more of this guy's bullshit. He's complaining. This is so fucking boring. When's Berg get back? So thank you, everyone. Until next time.